And I wanted to bring that back to you because it certainly generated in me a lot of thought about the difference between wishing and hoping. See, when you wish for something, you don't have a whole lot of faith that it will come true. I wish I had $1 million, but I hope I can pay my bills. I believe that God is good, and I hope He will be good to me. I believe that God is love, and I hope for Him to share that love with me. Faith is the belief that we have. Faith is the belief in God, in the belief in His love for us, the belief in good things to come. But hope is the expectation of those good things. Hope looks to the future. Hope looks forward to something good happening. I might wish that I had something to eat, but when I go to the restaurant and order, I hope it will be good. I have an expectation if I go somewhere and order food that they will bring me something to eat, and I have the expectation that it will be edible. Sometimes in this world, our hopes are not fulfilled. You get something and it doesn't turn out quite right, and you have to send it back or be disappointed. But in God, we cannot be disappointed. Not because we always get what we wish we could, but because we always get what we need. Amen. Because He knows what we need sometimes better than we do. I believe that God answers prayers, but not always the way we expect Him to. We may be wishing for one thing and hoping for something else, and we end up getting what we needed, not what we wished for. Because wishes are often unrealistic. Wishes are often fantasies, but hopes are grounded in faith. And so when the Bible speaks of hope, it's not talking about idle wishfulness. No, it's talking about the looking forward to the fulfillment of the promises that God has made for us. I hope for salvation. I hope for redemption. I hope for transformation. And I hope for resurrection. Hasn't happened yet, but I believe it will. I'm not in that second coming, second kingdom, new world, new Jerusalem yet, but because I have faith in the promise, I have hope in the future. God will be faithful. God will be faithful. We have thousands of years of history of His faithfulness. Unfortunately, we also have thousands of years of history of man's unfaithfulness. We make covenants with God, and God keeps them, and what do? Yeah, we mess up. We make mistakes. We wander off into the wilderness, forgetting where our path was, what our intent was. We follow our wishes instead of having faith that our hopes will be fulfilled. We get lost. We become the lost sheep that Jesus came to save. But He did come to save us. He has come to save us. He is there for us and in our lives. And so we have that hope of redemption. We know that God loves us. We have faith, and faith and hope will carry us through. And what is the third thing? Love. And we'll talk about that another time. But today, I promise you, your hopes will be fulfilled. Our wishes to win the lottery, $1 million, all those great things that we'd like to have, maybe not. But you know, I always wanted to win the lottery until I found out that out of 10 people, 5 or 6 of them go bankrupt within 5 years. If you can't manage the money you have, how are you going to manage the money you don't have? It doesn't work very well. I just hope I can pay my bills. Amen? Amen.